these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. We got a really busy afternoon for y'all. So happy to have you joining us. Hope you are enjoying the summer-like weather all across the state of Wisconsin. Here's your lineup on The Maggie Dawn Show for today. Insha Rahman's going to be up first. She's the director of Vera Action. We're going to talk about why immigration actually makes communities safer. Why you don't need to worry about immigrants or non-citizens, non-citizen immigrants voting. All of these things. What does it really mean to have safe communities? We'll talk about that with Insha. Really excited to have that convo. We got Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, stopping in this half hour. And then Lieutenant Governor, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, former candidate for Senate, is going to talk about the state of the election right now, the racist rhetoric coming out of the Trump campaign. For Maggie and the Millionaires, we've got a former chemistry professor, Beverly Pestel. She is a native Wisconsinite. She's going to talk about how important a fair tax code is to you, because we don't have one right now. And the tax fight of a generation is going to start on November 6th, you know, the day after the election. You're not going to want to miss that discussion with Bev. I'm going to round out the show with some thoughts of my own. It's been a while since you and I talked directly, dear listeners. And I want to talk about Eric Hovde lying and maybe placing fake positive reviews on Glassdoor. I mean, who does these things? And we'll also talk about the endorsement of Kamala Harris from George W. Bush's daughter, Barbara. All kinds of good things coming up these 2 hours here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Might even get to this stupid constitutional amendment that you're going to find on your ballot, which is going to require us to prove our citizenship before we vote. Sounds innocuous, sounds reasonable, but is anything but. It is designed to suppress the vote of citizens. It is not designed to secure our elections. Insha Rahman, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. You are the director of Vera Action. What does Vera Action do, and why is your work so important right now to the average listener here in Wisconsin?
Hi, Maggie. Great to be here. So the work I do is to end mass incarceration and fight for safe, thriving communities. And my C3 organization, the Vera Institute of Justice, we've been around for 60 plus years doing exactly that, working with government and community to actually focus on the right solutions that work to make us safe. And Vera Action is the political and advocacy partner of the Vera Institute of Justice. And through Vera Action, what we are doing is actually helping to make meaning and make sense of what it takes to make our community safe, and how fear-mongering about things like crime, immigration, is all a distraction from real solutions that voters care about. So the work that we are doing is try and like help shift the narrative on these issues and the temperature.
I mean, Insha, let's be honest, it's racist. I mean, that's what it is. It's sort of fomenting our country's worst built-in biases and prejudices. I mean, the fact of the matter is communities that have greater proportions, relatively speaking, of immigrants are actually safer. Or do I have that fact wrong? I mean, communities
with that right. You have that right.
And tell people why. Why are communities safer when they have more immigrants, both those here legally and those here illegally?
Just if you look at the facts and you look at the data, people who are non-citizens are less likely to be arrested and convicted of a crime than a U.S.-born resident or a U.S. citizen. That's just the straight-up facts. And then this will probably make sense to everybody if you stop and think about it. People who are immigrants are part of our communities. They work in our places of business. Their kids go to our schools. When we think about what makes communities whole, America has always been a country of immigrants. That is as much true today as it's been at any other point. And when you put aside the race baiting and the fear-mongering rhetoric and you ask everyday people, and I've found this true across the political spectrum, and you talk about that person who works for you who is an immigrant, or that parent of your child's friend at school who is an immigrant, people are like, oh, right, they're not a threat to me. They're not a threat to my community or my safety. But it's so easy to lose sight of these are real people. We are all part and parcel of this country when it is based in racism and fear-mongering.
You know, Inja, what we hear a lot from candidates on the right is if you are here not on a legal basis, you've already committed a crime. And so you are to be distrusted. Why should people who live in communities with large numbers of immigrants actually feel comfortable and should trust their immigrant neighbors, even if people are here illegally? I'll grant a conservative the point that if someone is here without the proper process, that is a crime. But why is it that doesn't mean that person is a criminal or is going to make someone's community less safe?
Look, people who come to this country are coming here in search of a better future. Chances are they are fleeing tough conditions in their home country or violence or other circumstances where they are not looking to come invade any of us. People are coming here to make a better life for themselves, which is what every single one of us wants, right? And this idea of it is illegal, it is a crime to come into this country, that is actually not based in the law. Immigration law is a civil system. It is not a criminal system. So I just want to say that here. But regardless, there's a feeling that people should follow the rules, right? And so that's what offends people when they hear people came here without authorization, without papers. But let's put that aside because we do have a problem with the immigration system and that it's outdated, it is broken, it doesn't have enough means for people to legally come here following the rules. And if we change the immigration system so that we have a fair, orderly, safe process at the border, we have more paths to citizenship, that is actually the solution that works for all of us and helps to get at this feeling of, I followed the rules, why don't they? And to actually get us to the outcome we want, which is, you know, a safe community, safe neighborhoods for all of us.
What works to make communities safer, especially if people are listening and they happen to live in a community that is feeling some of the stressors that having a lot of recent immigrants can actually place on a local government? What does work to make a community safer? What are some of the solutions for local communities that are feeling some of those growing pains, those adaption, that change is difficult and sometimes it does stress our resources? What do you say to those two questions, Incha?
Yeah. So first of all, it is understandable that people are feeling stressed when, in general, people are feeling like they're paying more at the gas station, at the grocery store, they are working hard to make ends meet. And so the first thing to say is, I acknowledge that we all deserve safety, security, and stability. We want that for all of us. And the system that we have right now, where we don't have a smart and functional immigration system, is leading to this problem that you are seeing and feeling, that suddenly there's an influx of newcomers and we don't have anything set up in terms of work permits. Where will they live? What does this mean for basic services, schools, hospitals, and so on? And so what the solution is first of all, in the short term, we need to get people work permits, because if you can work and earn a living, that means you can pay rent and you can stand up on your own two feet. Everybody wants to do that. So that's solution number one. And the federal government can move on that. Congress can move on that. There are some ways in which state governments can also take some measures. There's all kinds of like specific parts of the law that would allow, say, for example, people from Haiti or people from other countries to actually get work permits. They are not here, quote unquote, illegally. They have legal status and can work. So let's exercise that. Let's make that happen. The second part is, there are more jobs right now in this country in every single town and city than there are people to fill them. So let's match people to jobs. And then we have seen communities successfully across the country from Chicago and Boston and lots of much smaller neighborhoods actually say, let's volunteer and let's make sure we get folks into English as a second language class and things like that. All this stuff that sort of like helps to demystify the other and make people feel like you are part and parcel of the same community, the same neighborhood I am. So those are the short-term solutions. The longer-term solution is every single one of us, if we are feeling frustrated by the influx of newcomers and immigration, we should demand that Congress actually has a set of real solutions where We put more resources into the border so that we have a safe and orderly, fair process at the border. We can do that. We've done it before. We can do it again. And that we have more paths to citizenship for the 11 million people who are here paying taxes, are part and parcel of our communities, but aren't able to sort of come out of the shadows because we don't have a legal immigration mechanism for them.
Folks, that's Insha Raman, director of the Vera Action and the VP of Advocacy and Partnerships at the Vera Institute of Justice. We have heard from the MAGA movement that mass deportations apparently are the solution to all our nation's problems. Why is that going to make crime worse in people's communities?
Well, it's going to actually make things worse for everyone, because first and foremost, if you ask people and you give them a set of options, mass deportation is one of the lowest on people's choices in terms of what do they want to see government do when it comes to addressing concerns about immigration. What people want, Maggie, is what I said, which is a path to citizenship and to actually secure the border with a fair and orderly process. That said, here's why mass deportation is a terrible, terrible, scary idea. First of all, it will be millions of people who will be subject to this, including people who are here legally and who are immigrants. Everybody will be impacted. And it will take away vital resources from police and other government services to actually enforce trying to deport over 11 million people. It's just not possible. It's rhetoric. It's not a solution at all.
Thanks so much. That's Insha Raman, director of Vera Action. They focus on criminal justice, policing, immigration, ending mass incarceration. You can find out more about her organization at vera.org. Thank you so much, Insha. I really appreciate your time and your great work here. Folks, up next, we've got Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. I want to know what his take is on that racist, misogyny, hate fest at Madison Square Garden and what it means for Vice President Harris's address this evening on the Ellipse. Don't miss it. That's up next here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.